Somebody said, I stopped saying I can't when I found out that he can.
Amen.
That he's able. I'm thinking about that tonight as we were worshiping the Lord, and this thought of victory has come to us. The Lion of the tribe of Judah can break every chain. What a wonderful, wonderful thought. Wonderful truth. It's more than a thought, it's a truth that brings deliverance to our souls. And we thank God for that. Praise God. My dad used to minister with a man out on Long Island. I mention him every once in a while, Pastor Norville. He used to be a missionary to Africa. He came to the United States and he planted many churches throughout the states. And we got to know him when he was older. And one time he told this story that he was on a ship going across sea. I think he was going to Africa, but it really doesn't matter. And he was standing on the ship and they were in the midst of a terrible storm. Terrible storm. Waves were beating over the rail, washing up on the deck, and he was really frightened. He'd never seen a storm like this before. And so he went over to the captain. The captain was behind the wheel. And he said, have you ever seen a storm like this before? And the captain looked at him and said, this little breeze. He said, as soon as he said this little breeze, all my fear just left me. And I took a big sigh of relief. This little breeze. Well, he said that he was maybe heading back home. He was on ship once again years later or sometime later. And there were two little old ladies, and they were frightened because they were in the midst of a storm too. And he was standing on the deck not too far from them, and one of them came over and said, have you ever seen a storm like this before? And he said, you mean this little breeze? And it had the same effect on them too. He just took a deep breath and, if he thought it was a little breeze, that means that he must have seen much worse. And he's alive to tell the story, so someone must know what they're doing. And you know, sometimes we go through storms in life and trials. And we look to our captain and we say, Lord, have you ever seen anything like this before? And the Lord says, well, you mean this little breeze, that's nothing. That's nothing, nothing too hard for Jesus. And the Bible makes that very clear to us, that he is able. He is able. No matter what comes our way, no matter what our trial may be, no matter how long it lasts, he is able. And that's our song. Not I'm able, but he's able. He can bring me through. And I just thought of some verses that speak about he being able. And one of them comes right from the book of Hebrews, and we've been sort of touching upon that book here and there. Hebrews 7:25. There it talks about our great high priest. And it tells us that he has an unchangeable priesthood. You know, the priests of the Old Testament, there are many of them, because they get old and they die, and then you have to get another priest to replace the one that had gone before. And there is a constant turnover. But it says here that when Jesus takes your life into his hands, he saves you to the uttermost. Through and through, all they that come unto God by him, for he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, completely, those who come to God through him, because he always lives to make intercession for them. We don't have a change in priesthood, but we have the same priest watching over us, working in us, even before we're saved, even before we were born. The Bible tells us that he was mindful of us. You read there in Psalm 139, it speaks about the fact that God knew me in my mother's womb. My days were planned. He knew all my parts even before they were fully formed. And it speaks about that intimate love and interest and knowledge that God has toward us, concerning us. And when we get saved, we look back over our lives and we see the hand of God, that He was guiding us, that He was speaking to us, that He was sending people into our lives. Sometimes we're not aware that God is working at all. And then when He finally brings us to a place where we can receive that revelation of Jesus and have our sins forgiven, then we realize God's been working in me. God's been calling me. God's been leading me to this day and bringing me to this place in my life. And now we have the confidence that now that we put ourselves in His hands, that He's going to continue to lead us and guide us and work in us and perfect that which concerns us right to the very end. Right to the very end. And so thank God for our great High Priest who's been watching over us right from the start. He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly how to reach us, how to get us to the place we need to be, how to get us to yield ourselves to Him. And He is able to save us to the uttermost, completely. You know, there's not one part of you that the Lord Jesus doesn't want to redeem. It's all included in His redemption. And He wants to get hold of every part of us. And so I like that verse, that He is able to save to the uttermost all those that come to God by Him. There's another good one in Philippians chapter 3. Flip back to Philippians and you'll find it in the third chapter. And it says there, speaks about our bodies. Praise God. You know, the Lord's not just concerned about your soul. He's concerned about all of you. He's concerned about your body as well. You know, God redeems these bodies of ours. That's been included in His redemption. Jesus laid down His life. His body was broken so that our bodies might be fashioned like unto His glorious body one day. And here it says in Philippians, and I'm doing a lot of talking and not so much finding. But I'm finding it now. Chapter 3. And it speaks there. It says, our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. There's another He is able that we need to get into our hearts. He one day will change these vile bodies, these bodies of our humiliation, these bodies filled with weakness, susceptible to so many problems and pains. One day He's going to change these bodies and make them like unto His glorious body. Praise God, because He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. Everything that wants to take charge in our life that is contrary to His will, God is able to break the power of that, and God is able to cause it to bow before the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have things in our lives and we say, well, I can't get the victory over that thing. It's got control of me somehow. And then the Lord reminds us He is able. He is able to subdue all things. To subdue all things unto Himself. And one day these bodies of ours too will be subdued. The last enemy that will be put under His feet is death. And we shall be raised, and our bodies will be made like unto His glorious body. God wants to give us a taste of that resurrection as we are in our pilgrimage here. That's where divine healing comes in. Divine health comes in. We want to learn more about that and believe God to touch us in our bodies. We have a right to believe Him for that. I always like to pray, Lord, there's no sickness or no disease that You cannot heal. There's no sickness that has progressed so far that You can't turn it around, set us free from. There's no sickness that we've carried for so long that You can't, in a moment, deliver us from and fill us with Your divine life. And so we continue to look to God, and we know that one day this life is over, but there's a new body waiting for us, and that's something that
or to make us rejoice as well.
Then the last one I like, well, I like them all, but the last one I've called to your attention is in Jude chapter, verse. You don't say chapter when you say Jude, you just say verse. That's the next to last book in the Bible. That is toward the end of the book. It tells us there, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." Praise God. He is able to keep you from falling. God is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. God does some wonderful things in our lives. And then we wonder, how long are we going to stay that way? Some people, they get a real blessing at Pilgrim Camp and they go home and they're sweet as pie for about a week. And then after a while, they lose it again. And that's a problem. That's a problem. God wants to establish what he has wrought for you in your life. And then God wants to keep you from falling. He wants to cause you to just go forward and keep growing and being changed from glory to glory and going from one victory to another. And he is able. And so if he is able, then there's no reason why it shouldn't be done. You just have to trust him, as we began to sing and think about in this meeting. Trust that he is able to keep you from falling. God's done some wonderful things for you while you've been at camp. When you go back home, trust God to keep that for you. And to keep you. And to keep you growing. Let's trust for the children, that God will keep them. And that they won't lose that which God has done for them. But they'll hold them up. And he'll lead them on. And so, what are the three? Well, he's able to save us to the uttermost. I say from the guttermost to the uttermost. God is able to save us completely. All that come unto God, by him he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Somebody said this morning we have someone praying for us night and day, representing us before the Father, and perfecting his work in our life. He is able to subdue all things unto himself. There's nothing in your life, no habit that you have, that Jesus can't break and Jesus can't subdue and bring under his obedience. And so we don't want to give in to anything. Not when he's able, as he is, and he's able to keep us from falling. Praise God. Hallelujah. I stopped saying I can't, but I found out that he can. Have you found that out? Has God been able to make that real to you? You know, there was a blind lady and came down to minister in Fredericksburg. She wasn't blind when she was a minister down there, but over the years she had become blind. Her name was Sister Grass. And she gave a glorious testimony when she was visiting us one day. And she said, you know, I woke up one morning and I was blind and it was kind of groping. She said, you know, things can go terribly wrong for you when you're blind. She said, I woke up that morning and I was just out of sorts. And my husband tried to talk to me and I was sort of short with him. And then she said, I stopped. And I said, Lord Jesus, I don't have to be like this and I won't be like this. In the name of Jesus, I claim the victory. You are able. And she just began to praise the Lord, and she just came right out of that thing. And then she began to tell us that he is able to save us to the uttermost. We don't have to stay the way we are ever, but we can always go from one victory to the next and be changed from one degree of glory to the next. She was a woman that knew that he was able, and so she stopped saying, I can't, and she believed that he could. And he did. It was really a blessing to be in her presence and feel the glory of God from her life. But she had to do something about it. She had to get hold of that. She had to take her stand and believe God and believe that he is able. And so, what would happen to you if you did the same? well, I'm sure glorious things would happen. And so let's sing that chorus. He is able.
For he is able, he's able, I know my Lord is able, I know my Lord is able to carry me through. For he is able, I know my Lord is able, I know my Lord is able to carry me through.
Such a great price to make us all that God wants us to be. Forgive us for not giving ourselves fully to you and believing you to save us to the uttermost. Lord, put faith into our hearts in these days, Lord, as we consider that you are able. And Lord, we pray that you will lead us from one victory to another. We ask it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, as we change the order of this service, we pray that you will put your seal upon that which you have done in our hearts and continue to speak to us, Lord, where we need to hear more from you. Lord, we want to deal with you about these things. Those that are able to stay and pray, Lord, when we go back to our rooms, Lord, we know that you'll work in us all night long. And so, Lord, thank you that you are able. God, take out of our vocabulary, I can't.
Yes.
And Lord, help us to say instead, he can, and he will, and praise the Lord. Amen.